Chapter 10. A Night in London. I'm back. It wasn't any good, and things will never be the same between me and Rose again. Stephen, who was very quiet on the train, took me to Park Lane. I agreed to telephone him later to talk about what trains we could take home.
"They're all out,"
the maid told me as she showed me into Mrs. Cotton's flat.
"They'll be back at 6 to get ready for dinner."
"They didn't know that I was coming," I replied. She gave me a glass of milk. I asked to wash my face, so she took me through Rose's bedroom into her bathroom. Everything was white and beautiful, and there was a bowl of red flowers on the bedside table. A card next to them read, "Good morning, my love," in Simon's writing. I waited in the huge sitting room. There were lots of books to read, but mostly I just thought about money and how it even makes the air different. Maybe people don't notice money when they are born with it, but it seems to me that you can't feel things so much when you're rich. Suddenly, Rose, Topaz, and Mrs. Cotton came in, all looking beautiful. And they were so happy to see me.
"You must stay for the weekend," Rose said.
Then Simon entered, and just to see him was so wonderful.
"Of course, Cassandra must stay," he said. "And she must come out with us tonight."
"You can borrow one of my dresses," Rose said. "And Simon, you can telephone Neil and say that he must come and dance with her."
She took my arm.
"Now you must have a bath in my bathroom. Oh, did you know that Leda has got Stephen an acting job?"
When I came out of the bathroom, there was a black dress and an evening bag on the bed for me. As I finished getting ready, I heard Neil's voice in the hall.
"Lucky you," said Rose. "He hasn't been near us for weeks."
After dinner, we went dancing. I sat next to Neil and watched.
"I'm happy that you came to London," he said. "I'm going back home next week, and I wanted to see you before I left."
I was very surprised.
"You mean California? Aren't you going to stay for the wedding?"
He shook his head.
"I'm going to work on a ranch. They need me immediately. But don't say anything about it. I want to tell Mother first. She won't be happy."
I danced with Neil, and then with Simon. As we walked back to the others, Simon said,
"That dress changes you. I don't think that I like you becoming a woman."
It was the funny little girl who he liked, the child playing at Midsummer Rites. That's who he kissed. But I don't think that I'll ever know why he did it.
"Now we can talk," I said to Rose. She was sitting up in bed, waiting for me to get in next to her.
"I don't think that I want to tonight," she replied.
Then she turned to look at Simon's card next to the flowers and said to me,
"Ugh, take that away, will you?"
She said it in a strange, angry voice.
"Rose, you don't love him."
She gave me a sad little smile and said,
"No, isn't it sad?"
I was too angry to speak.
"I really thought that I was in love," she went on. "That night, when he kissed me. Oh, but you won't understand. You're too young."
"Then you have to tell him."
"Tell him?"
She looked at me.
"Oh, don't worry. I'm still going to marry him." No, you're not, I shouted. You're not going to do something so terrible.
Why is it terrible? She replied. When I lie in this bed, night after night, I think, I'm happy that they've had enough to eat at the castle. I think about you more than anyone, and about all the things that I can do for you when I'm married. I can pay for you to go to college.
Then you can stop thinking, because I won't take anything from you, I cried. You're just doing it for yourself. You're going to hurt Simon, because you don't want to be poor again. You...
And I went on, until a strange light came on in her eyes.
You're in love with him yourself, she said.
Suddenly, she started to cry.
Oh, shut up, I said. I'm going home.
And before she could stop me, I was pulling on my dress and running towards the door.
But you can't, she cried. There aren't any trains. Then I'll wait in the station waiting room.
I walked for a very long time until I reached Piccadilly Circus, where a corner cafe was open. I was hungry and very tired, so I went in and ordered some food and a cup of tea. I kept thinking about Simon and Rose. All three of us are going to be unhappy for all our lives, I told myself. Then the waitress brought me my bill. But when I looked in my bag, I realised that my money was still in the evening bag in Rose's room. There was a bit of money at the bottom of this bag, but it wasn't enough to pay the bill. I felt cold and sick, and the people around me suddenly seemed noisy and unreal. What could I do? Then I remembered Stephen telling me to call him about going home. I had the Fox Cotton's number. It was 2 a.m. Could I really wake them up? But I had to do something. There was a telephone box outside the cafe.
I'll be back in a minute, I said to the waitress. I'm waiting for someone who's late.
Then I went out and called the Fox Cotton's number with the money from my bag. Leda answered the phone almost immediately and sounded angry when she realised that it was me.
You'll have to save your problems until tomorrow, she said.
Then she shouted,
Don't do that!
As Stephen started to speak into the phone.
Please come, I said.
When Stephen arrived at 3 a.m, he looked worried.
Did you take the telephone from Leda? I asked. I was lucky that you heard her.
There's a phone in the room where she takes her photographs, he replied.
He wasn't looking at me, and suddenly I understood. Of course, Leda wasn't taking photographs in the middle of the night. I thought of her and Stephen together. It was a horrible picture.
Let's get out of this place, Stephen said,
and he called the waitress to pay the bill. We walked until we came to a bridge over the River Thames. We watched the sun come up, and I began to cry.
What is it, Cassandra? Is it about me?
I shook my head.
Of course it isn't, he said angrily. Why would the things that I've done matter to you? Who are you in love with, Cassandra? Is it Neil?
I was too tired to argue. I just said, No, it isn't Neil.
Then it's Simon. Oh, that's bad.
But Rose doesn't love him, Stephen. She told me.
And I told him about earlier.
Don't worry about Rose, he said. She's bad. Many women are.
Sometimes we're bad when we don't plan to be, I replied.
I'm so sorry about kissing you, Stephen. Oh, that was bad.
I understand now. Things happen like that when you're in love with the wrong person. Worse things.
He looked at the ground, and I knew that he was thinking about Leader Fox Cotton. Then he looked up at me again.
It's you that I love, and always will. Oh, Cassandra, couldn't you love me? You seem to like me kissing you.
If we could marry. I cried out, oh, please stop. I really care for you, and I'm so very thankful. But I could never marry you. Oh, Stephen, I'm so very sorry.